Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining tonight. Be'ezus Hashem, we are going to be talking about an important topic, halacha lemaaseh and hilchos refuah b'Shabbos, and that is the following. Sometimes a person can have a prescription for a medicine that is a 7-day or an 8-day or a 10-day prescription. Now, I'd like to talk about a specific aspect of taking medications on Shabbos, relating specifically to a long-term medication or something that is not necessarily for an acute illness. So let's back up for a second. Of course, if somebody is acutely ill, somebody's a cholish yesh basakana, do whatever you want. Somebody's a cholish ein basakana, meaning they are in the status of what we call nafala mishkav, or they're not functioning normally, they're in terrible pain, they're not at risk of life whatsoever, so then they are permitted to take medications. The lowest level is what we call mechesh ba'alma, is somebody who has a pain, he's uncomfortable, she's uncomfortable, but it doesn't affect the way their mode of behavior. It's not in any risk whatsoever. So let's talk about a cold, very uncomfortable cold, congestion, a very sore throat, chapped lips, a rash, an itch, anything like that. One would not be permitted, that's a mechesh ba'alma, and one is not allowed to take medication for that on Shabbos. So what I want to talk about is what happens if you have the following situation. Let's say a person has acid reflux. Acid reflux is uncomfortable, it's not pleasant, but it's not the kind of thing, it could be very severe, but if it's not extraordinarily severe, it's very uncomfortable, and especially, or acid indigestion, and especially after chalent, and they want to take a pill. So since it's not a severe pain and it doesn't incapacitate them at all, they could function totally normally, even though they have acid indigestion, they could go to shul normally, they could have their normal Shabbos. It's just very uncomfortable in their chest. So such a person would not be able to take medicine. Let's say somebody has such a malady, like acid indigestion or a rash, and the doctor says, you have to take this medication for 8 days straight, for 10 days straight. If you don't take it every day for 10 days, it's not going to go away. Let's say somebody has a fungus, and the doctor says the fungus doesn't, maybe it itches them a little bit, but it doesn't incapacitate them, it's not terribly painful, but it's annoying, and it's uncomfortable, and it's unsightly. And the doctor says you have to take it every day for 8 days, twice a day. So you have to take it, you miss a day, it's just not going to, the way this medication is built, it won't cure you of this situation. So my question is, are you allowed to take that medication on Shabbos? What are the sides of the coin? On one hand, there's no other way to be healed from this rash or this itch or this fungus or this pain unless you take medication on Shabbos. On the other hand, this is not a medication this is not an illness or a malady that deserves to be taken on Shabbos because it's not painful enough or it's not incapacitating enough. So are you allowed to take this medication? Now, what I want to clarify is the most common situation that this type of medication falls under is antibiotics. Now, antibiotics is not what I want to talk about tonight, and I'll tell you why. Dr. Pinter could, verify this point. Infections, even if it's not so serious now, infections could have the capacity to snowball and become very serious later. So an infection is something that you have to treat, even on Shabbos, because it has the potential to snowball, to become, God forbid, something that's a yesh bo sakana. And therefore, since antibiotics, as far as I know, are there to fight infections, Dr. Pinter, please correct me if I'm making any mistakes in the medicine part. Since antibiotics are always there to fight infections, so antibiotics, even though it's a 7-day, 10-day regimen, you always will take it on Shabbos because the concern for infection, we are worried about infections on Shabbos, even though the pain that you have is minimal. So I'm not talking about antibiotics. I'm talking about something for some discomfort, some itch, some, acid reflux, whatever it is, that the regimen is 7 to 10 days, which is a normal regimen for certain medications. Can you take it on Shabbos? Is the issue that we're going to talk about clear? Because I want to make sure that we're not talking about antibiotics. We're not talking about a cholesha yesh bo sakana. We're not talking about a cholesha ein bo sakana. We're only talking about something that's uncomfortable. Vesula. So let me share my screen with you, please. And we're going to see some fascinating sources relating to this issue. And the first is going to be, one second, please. The first is going to be Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you look at his Shiloh, you'll see is exactly our question to the T. Rav Moshe says, Chola she'en bo sakana. Right? There's no danger. Bofen she'osel lo likach refuah b'Shabbos. Such a person is not allowed to take medicines on Shabbos, right? A mild headache, a mild toothache, a mild, cold, allergies. All these things are mild. They're not intense pain. They're not incapacitating. You're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. But you started taking a medication, you started taking a regimen already a few days before Shabbos. V'hischil akachas b'chol kadurei refuah. Shenikru pillin. Why does it say pillin? Because pill is English and plural for words in Yiddish is a nun, right? So pillin, pills. Shetzarth that you have to take meshach asara yomim ritzufin, 10 consecutive days. V'myafsik yom echad, you stop one day, lo tifal harfua klum. The medication will not work. Are you allowed to take this on Shabbos? Dr. Pinter, just so you could make this a real life situation, are you familiar with any medications that are not acute medications? They're things for like rashes and things like that, or itches, allergies that you have to take for 7 days or more in order for it to work. But if you miss a day, it's just not good. The effectiveness won't, you can't be certain.
Nail fungus, we wanted to give.
Okay, great, fungus, great. So fungus on the nail, if you don't take it every day, it's not gonna be cured. The problem is nail fungus is not a malady that warrants taking medication on Shabbos. So could you do this? That's the Shiloh of Rav Moshe. Thank you. Look at what Rav Moshe says. I don't understand, says Rav Moshe, what the tzad heter for this is. L'chora lo muvan tzad safek ha-heter b'zeh. Why in the world do you think that it's mutter? So now he's going to go, look at what he's going to say. Well, maybe you'll think it's mutter, meaning I don't even understand what your Shiloh is. Why shouldn't it be mutter at all? You and I are thinking like, it's better be mutter. Like if it's not mutter, it has to be mutter, of course. Like, how's he ever going to get rid of this fungus? How's he ever going to get rid of this indigestion, this allergy, this whatever it is? Of course he has to. Says Rav Moshe, I don't understand why it should be mutter. Maybe you'll say, he's going to try to get creative. He's going to say, you're going to be so bothered by the fact that you can't get rid of this minor ailment that's going to make you so sick and so frustrated that frustration and anxiety is going to make you a cholish ein bo sakana who's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. You hear that? Not the actual medical issue, but the emotional anxiety that's going to push you over the edge that will push you to the status that you are allowed to take medications, not for the medical aspect, but for the emotional aspect. Look at what he says. Do lai mitzad hefseido hagadu b'chol yizeh, shelo yuchal le'irafe derech hateva. Naturally, there's no way that you're going to be able to heal this because the rabbi said you can't take it on Shabbos. Mitztar biyos, you can get so bitzar b'shvil zeh shelachein. Ula yischashe kamechush shemitztar tuva. Maybe that already brings you into the category of a cholish ein bo sakana, which is, what's the definition? Somebody who's very uncomfortable. Somebody who's in a lot of pain. Well, pain could be emotional, not just physical. So if you can't get rid of your fungus ever, that's going to make you really, really mitztar. Maybe you're considered a cholish ein bo sakana because of your tzar. Sever Moshe, no. That's not what we mean. When we say a cholish ein bo sakana, you're in a lot of tzar, you're allowed to take medicine, it doesn't mean you're in a lot of emotional pain because of something that's not really painful. That's not the kind of tzar that we permit. I don't like that svara. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, under normal circumstances, I will not permit this. Except, let's say such a person will have, let's see the words inside, if you will not be able to get rid of this malady. Let's just pick a fungus. You have this fungus, and it looks ugly, and it's uncomfortable. And if you know that you can't get rid of this fungus, you're going to have chulshas ha'atzavim, a weakening of the nerves. Shekor nervin, right? Nervin. Nervin is like...
What?
Nervin. It's like anxiety?
No. The word, it means nervim, like nerves.
Nerves,
stressed out.
Yeah, really stressed out. Sheyich shash la machlash nikra nervin breakdown. Did everybody understand the Yiddish? Mm-hmm. Nervin breakdown. That Ramosh says, oh, if somebody's going to not be able, he says, guy's going to have a nervous breakdown because he can't get rid of his nail fungus. Then, okay, then it's a different story. Then I'll let you take it, but try to take it with a shinui. I'm not sure how you take a pill with a shinui. Again, Ramosh doesn't really want to be mad to this. So he says, Alvin, you could be mad. If you're going to have a nervous breakdown, then you should take it, b'shinui k'tzas, whatever you could, even though I'm not really sure how you have a shinui when you're swallowing a pill. There's only one way to swallow. You only have one mouth. I have a right hand and a left hand. I could flick on a light with my left hand. I could press a button with my left pinky. But I only have one mouth, one esophagus, one, food pipe. So I'm not sure how you swallow a pill with a shinui. But anyway, that's the only heter that I could find, says Ramosha. So what are we coming out with? Rabosai, we're coming out with a big chumrah. Ramosha Feinstein, here in Igros Moshe, Chel Or Chaim Gimel, Simenon Gimel is telling us that if a person has to take a medication every day in order to get rid of this malady, if the malady itself doesn't warrant Refuah B'Shabbos, I don't care if it's a 10-day medication. You cannot take this medication on Shabbos. Do the best you can. Take it day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, skip day 7, take it day 8, 9, 10. I hope it works. If yes, great. If not, sorry, I can't give you a heter unless you're going to have a nervous breakdown to take it on Shabbos. That's a tremendous psak lechumra of Ramosha Feinstein. But, you knew there was going to be a but. If we open up Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Lamed Dalid, Sif Yud Zayin, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa deals with this question, and he has it sad to be Mako. But look how he articulates himself. He doesn't just say, oh, of course, if it's a 10-day regimen, you have to take it, right? Look how he says it. Misha Chayev, al pi pekudas harofe, the instructions of the doctor, meaning a prescription, lekachas trufos, b'mesha kam yom ritzufim, you have to take consecutive days, v'shabes b'neim, right? You have to take it for consecutive days. Yesh hamekilin lekachten gam b'shabes. There are those who permit him to take it on Shabbos. You realize what he's saying? He's not saying it's mutter. He said there are those who are mekel to take it on Shabbos. Uladezu, and according to this opinion, you see, he's not just saying, don't worry, do whatever you want. According to this opinion, who allows the leniency, mutter adam, you could continue taking belkichas hatrufos, even after you are healed, according to this opinion that you're allowed to take those consecutive days, well, let's say you're healed after, let's say the fungus goes away after 9 days, but the doctor said take it for 2 weeks. So even though the fungus went away after 9 days, if you have to take it for 2 weeks, so you're allowed, according to this opinion, you're allowed to take it for the next 5 days also, even though it will be on a Shabbos, because once we are allowing you, according to this opinion, it's no problem. The question is, what's the lumdus to permit this kind of medication? I understand emotionally, we think that you should be able to, but halachically, what's the lumdus? If you're not a cholish in vosakana, and there's no heter to take medicine, so just because you really want to get rid of the fungus, that's a reason to take the medicine on Shabbos? If you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to. It doesn't go into the, it doesn't reach the threshold of that warrants medication. So, okay, you live the rest of your life with the fungus. You live the rest of your life with an irritation. You live the rest of your life with an itch. You can't be Mechal Shabbos. So look what the Rav Shmir Shas Kilch said in the footnotes. He quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. Me'agon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I heard the following. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that this leniency, that you could take this kind of medication that's not so terribly necessary, even on Shabbos, it's only, look at the end of the line, im hischi lefnei Shabbos v'hasak v'hahafsaka tigrim lo nezek. If you start before Shabbos, okay, no, he just says, or osha refuah hi brak v'shmoni yom ritzufim, it has to be that they have to be consecutive days, clearly. Okay, that's when it's mutter, like we said. Now, what's the svara to be mekel? I want to share with you a beautiful, beautiful, incredible svara, an incredible svara, a powerful svara from none other than Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a number of svarim, and he has one sefer, which is his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. And this sefer on Shulchan Aruch is called Sefer HaChaim. And it's on the Siman of Refuah B'Shabbos, which is Siman Shin Chav Ches, Siman 328. Now, Rav Shlomo Kluger was the Rebbe of the Beis Halevi. Shlomo Kluger was born in the end of the 1700s, and he was a gadol, one of the gadol yador, till the mid-1800s, and he was the Rebbe of the Beis Halevi himself. And I saw online a very cute story. The Beis Halevi learned by him in the city of Brod, where Shlomo Kluger was the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, the Dayan, the Magid, whatever he was there. And Shlomo Kluger said to him, you know, for the past few years that you were learning by me, he's telling the young Beis Halevi, you always, you know, answered my kashyas. But now I have one kashya that you're not going to be able to answer. How am I going to manage to be away from you if now that you're leaving? So apparently they had a very warm relationship, the Beis Halevi and his Rebbe, Shlomo Kluger. So Shlomo Kluger was a great, and as I was reading his Sefer this afternoon, I saw how fluent everything was, how smooth his writing was. It was really a very beautiful tshuva to read. But let's see what he says. Let's take a step back for a second. What's the reason why you're not allowed to take medications in general on Shabbos? So we know, the Gemara tells us, that it's a gzeira d'rabbanan, that you might come to shchikas samimonim. You'll come to grind the herbs. So I don't know if I mentioned, I bumped into an old student of mine when I was away for vacation last week. I was in Stanford for the day, and I davened in the shul in Stanford. Avas Shalom, I think it's called, Agudas Shalom. And I saw an old student of mine from our summer program from 10 years ago, Matthew. And I said, Matt, how you doing? I know he's a pharmacist. I said, where are you working nowadays? He said, I'm working at a compounding pharmacy. I said, wow, you're the kind of guys who mess up life for everybody. No one in the world grinds medications except for you. And because of you, that's why medications are still us on Shabbos, I told him. What's that?
We're in a hospital.
You're in a hospital. In a hospital, right?
It's done.
In a hospital, right? A compounding pharmacy, I guess, in hospitals as well as a regular compounding pharmacy. So that's the problem. And you want to know what he said? This is just a total sidebar. He told me that the way they chop their whatever they have to chop, which I assume they have some machine. You press a button and it goes like a blender. He said the best way to chop whatever they have to chop, to get it the right texture and to get the right whatever it is with a mortar and a pestle. He says that's what they use in the year 2021 in a compounding pharmacy. They use a mortar and a pestle to chop what they need to chop. So that was just an interesting factoid that I don't know if it's ever going to help me in life, but I guess it just did. Except, again, while we're on our tangent, the Isser is that you're going to come to crush herbs, right? That's Shrika Samamanim. He told me that when they do their compounding in this compounding pharmacy or in hospitals, what really they're chopping up is pills to turn a pill into a suspension for those clients, those patients who are not able to swallow pills. Now, by the way, leaving Hilchas Refuah B'Shabbos and going into the Halachas of Tochein, a pill which is made out of a powder turned into a pill, and then you want to crush it back into a powder to turn into a suspension so it could be made into a liquid for a patient like a child who can't swallow a pill. Chopping a pill is mutter on Shabbos. It's not tochein. So the compounder that we have today is not really shchika samimonim, because we hold ein tochein achar tochein. There's no prohibition of grinding that which was previously ground up. So for example, if you want to make breadcrumbs on Shabbos, that's grinding the bread, that's mutter l'chatchila. Because since the bread was previously ground up into flour, now that you're grinding it up again into breadcrumbs, that's mutter. You want to make, sometimes they have the Oreo cookies, they crush the Oreo cookies and sprinkle it on top of a cake or on top of a mousse or something, or on top of an ice cream. You're allowed to chop up Oreo cookies. That's not considered tochen. Similarly, pills are made out of a powder. They're made into a pill. Now you want to chop it up to make it into a powder again? It's mutar lechatchila. So that's not really shrika samimanu. So even the compounding pharmacies are not really involved with grinding medications in the sense of being an issur d'oraisa. So nevertheless, the issur d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to take medications still does apply, even though the reason perhaps nowadays is less applicable in most cases. Okay, so the whole reason that you're gonna, that Chazal said, I don't want you to do refuah, is because you might come to do shchika samimanim. Says Shlomo Kluger, an incredible svara. He says, let's understand what's going through the mind of somebody. A guy gets a headache. Shabbos morning, he comes home from shul with a splitting headache. Splitting headache. Now, what does a person do when they have a splitting headache? They just want to get rid of the pain. They just want to get rid of the pain. So they just think of whatever, they sometimes lose themselves, and out of frustration or they don't even realize that it's Shabbos, that whatever it is, they run to the cabinet, they start crushing their herbs, and they're going to make themselves a medicine if they don't have enough. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, but wait a second. But let's say you had this illness, it didn't start because you were listening to Rabbi's speech and he gave you a headache. Let's say you started this malady, thank you for smiling, Doc. Let's say you started this malady, you had this illness already from Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday, you felt terrible. Wednesday night, you went to the doctor, you gave your prescription. You're already taking this prescription since Wednesday. Now, are we going to say that on Shabbos, you're going to all of a sudden, start grinding herbs to get yourself a medication? Hello, you've had a prescription from 3 days ago. That's what Rav Shlomo Kluger's svara is. He says there's no reason. The svara of Isser Refuah for Shchika Samimanim only applies if the illness is a new medication that you're starting now on Shabbos. But if you've started this regimen a few days before Shabbos, we have the right to assume you probably have the material, the medicines available for yourself. And therefore, there's no need to give an isser, to make an isser that you're going to come to chop it on Shabbos, because it's fair to assume that you already have it ready in the waiting from before Shabbos. If that's the case, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, whenever you have a regimen of prescription that you started taking a few days before Shabbos, there's no need to have the Issur d'Rabbanan of Refuah. And therefore, even if this is a fungus that is not a Chol Shein Bo Sakana, that normally would not permit taking medicine on Shabbos, but here, since you started taking it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it is, a few days before Shabbos, we could assume that you probably have enough material to last you for Shabbos. And therefore, we're not going to have the Gzeru Drabanan of the Isser Shchika Samimanim. Let's see what he says inside. On the top line, at the end of the line. L'haschil le'echol v'lishtos refuah chadasha b'Shabbos. If you're going to commence the initiation of taking a new medication on Shabbos, b'zeh yesh lochosh, that's when you have to be worried. Since it wasn't prepared before Shabbos, came into lo huchnu lo mi ba'od yom, maybe you'll come to prepare it on Shabbos. Shem yavo lishchok to grind it up on Shabbos. Aval, in the third line, kvar hischil bami ba'od yom. If you already started taking this medication from before Shabbos, even if it was Friday morning, oz mistama, presumably, again, it's a big presumably, but it's fair to assume, kvar heichin lo mamish derech rufuaso. He probably prepared his way, In other words, he picked up a prescription. When you need a prescription, you don't take one pill. You go to the store and you get whatever amount of pills you'll need for the next for the whole prescription. A week, 2 weeks. Oz mistamak far heichin lo mamish derech refuas. Kidabai, like he needs. And we don't have to be worried. V'lekel mechash sheyavol yidei shchika samimanim. We don't have to be concerned that you're going to come to grind. That's a beautiful svara from Rav Shlomo Kluger, right? It's a very strong svara. It's very creative. We never thought of that idea. And lo and behold, before I started working on the sugya, I never heard of this svara. It is a big chiddush. He's saying that any medication that you started any refuah therapy that you started before Shabbos shouldn't be subject to the Isser refuah on Shabbos, because we're not worried you're going to grind it, because we have the right to assume you probably have it set up already from last week, from early in the week. Are we going to paskin like this? Or Rabosai, here we have Kovetz Tshuvas from Evel Yashiv, and he talks about our case. And look what he says. We'll see in the second paragraph how he's going to paskin, but look how he sets up the question, because he introduces a Gemara that I didn't mention yet. Chola, says Evel Yashiv, Chola She'eno Chola, again, this is in Kovetz Tshuvas, volume 1, Shaila number 40, Simon Mem. Chola She'eno Chola Kolaguf, he's not very sick. He's not sick that you're allowed to take medication. V'hischil ha'kachas kadurim b'mefnei Shabbos. You already started taking your medicines before Shabbos. V'im yafsip yom ha'Shabbos lo yoel ha'refuah. If you stop it on Shabbos, the medication will not work. Question. Yom mutu lo l'hamshech, are you allowed to continue taking it? So the questioners had cited a Gemara in Shabbos daf kufmem. Look at what he quotes in these quotation marks. The Gemara talks about a case. A person drank some kind of potion to heal him on Chamsha on Thursday, Umale Shabbat on Friday. And it says, if you're not going to drink it on Shabbos, he's going to get sick. He's going to get endangered, mystican. So there you're allowed to take medicine. So he says, wait a second, that only is permitting me to take the medication on Shabbos after having taken it for Thursday and Friday. I can take it on Shabbos only because mystic is going to get into a sakana. So of course it's for a sakana, it's going to be mutter. I want to know when there's no sakana, like a fungus, for example. So, says Rebbe Yashiv, look on the third to last line of Rebbe Yashiv's piece. Oops, one second. Sorry. Yeah, third to last line. The question is there the gzera of refuah that you might come to crush the herbs? Valzeh, look at the second to last line. Pasak ha-ga'on Reb Shlomo Kluger b'sefer ha-chayim, the one that we just saw, that if you started taking it from Erev Shabbos, the yesh makom lahatir. He quotes Reb Shlomo Kluger, lahakel. Reb Yashiv is paskening lahakel, like this very creative chidush of Reb Shlomo Kluger, that any medication that you took prior to Shabbos, you're allowed to continue taking it on Shabbos, even though it's for a malady that itself it does not warrant taking medication on Shabbos. Now, what I find so interesting about this is that if you look at Reb Shlomo Kluger inside, which is the continuation of his chew, which I don't have in front of you here, Reb Shlomo Kluger himself says, I'm not willing to be lenient on this svara. Only if there's another svara that you could add on some other svar lahakel, then I'll be willing to give you this leniency that as long as you started before Shabbos, you can continue taking it because we don't have to be worried that you might grind something up on Shabbos. He says, that svar that I was just mechadesh, I'll only grant it to you if it's betzir of other kulas. So it seems that Rabbi Yashiv is willing to be mekel, even though Rabbi Shlomo Kluger himself is not willing to be mekel. It's a very funny use of Rav Shlomo Kluger's leniency. But the Shmir Shaskach, as I said, there is what to rely on. Ramosha, that we saw earlier, said no. Ramosha says, sorry, buddy. There's no, you live with your nail fungus. No dice. That was Ramosha Feinstein. So we have a machlokas here. But it's not such a strong heter. I thought, and this is now, that was the first half of the shiur, maybe the first two-thirds of the shiur. I want to finish with one more third. I thought that this idea that we've been learning, this svar of Reb Shlomo Kluger, where he says that there's no reason to be concerned that you're going to come to crush something if you already started a few days ago, reminded me of a very interesting shaila that has a lot of applications to a lot of halachos. Let me raise the question that is discussed in the Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Gilman Beis, and then I'm going to tell you how this is going to answer a lot of shilas. This is going to tell you, are you allowed to take sleeping pills? This might address the question, are you allowed to take fertility pills, fertility medications on Shabbos? This is going to address the question, are you allowed to take prophylactic medications before you get into, if you know, before you're in pain, are you allowed to take it? A lot of shilas are going to be dealt with the following point. The Gemara asks a very simple question. I understand that a human being who's in pain on Shabbos, if it doesn't reach the threshold of Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, you're not allowed to take medicine. Again, acid indigestion, reflux, toothache, mild headache, no medicine on Shabbos. What about if your animal is sick? Your animal has a headache. Your animal has a toothache. Your animal has, I don't know, anything else. Are you allowed to do refuah for your animal? So what do you think? Mr. Gold, what are you going to say? A human being is not allowed to take this medication. When your dog, your cat, has a mild toothache, you're allowed to give your cat some ibuprofen, some cataprofen. Let's see what the Gemara says. Hi, Eli. How are you? Okay, let's see what the Gemara says. Eli, you have an idea? You have a svara? So let's...
Remember, the idea is that you're going to start punching. Your animal, you're not that crazy. That's svara number one. Svara two is that your svara l'chaim involved. You're much more concerned about svara l'chaim than svara.
So I love the first thing that you said, and that's exactly what I'm going to say right now. So I'm not going to repeat it. I'll go through it inside in a minute. The second thing that you said, that we're more concerned about tzara b'alei chayim than the tzara of a human being, I beg to differ. And it's not just me, but it's no de b'Yehuda.
We don't allow knowing of an animal because of tzara b'alei chayim, but we don't allow that for a human.
So tzara b'alei chayim, we pass in, is doraisa. It's machlok, it's above metzi, we pass in, is doraisa. The no de b'Yehuda says, guess what? If tzara b'alei chayim, the Rashba or the no de b'Yehuda, I don't remember, one of the two. One of the two, the Nodav Yehuda, the Rashba, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting who, says that if Tzar Balichai applies to an animal, it certainly applies to a human being. So if your kids, Ellie, if your kids are torturing one another, you know the best line? Stop bothering your little brother, it's Tzar Balichai. And that will be a halachically precise, 100%. That will be a solid...
Very good.
Halachic argument, 100%. Tzar Balei Chaim applies to human beings as well. But yeah, you're raising a good point. You're raising Tzar Balei Chaim. Maybe you should ease the pain of your animal. But how come we don't ease the pain of a human being? And Tzar Balei Chaim applies to humans. Okay, let's see this Gemara. The Gemara is asked dealing with this question exactly. Rav Nachman bar Yisrael Gomar, Shchika Samman and Gufa, the very question of are you going to make this concern for grinding, for animals, is itself a tanoi, is a machlokas tanoim. Our shayla is a machlokas tanoim. Titania, behema sha'achla karshinim. An animal ate something that gives it a really bad stomachache. Are you allowed to do something to make it come out more so that the animal could be spared the terrible stomach pain? Says the Tanakama, lo yiritzena b'chatzer b'shul shetisrape. You can't do whatever it is to heal the animal without getting into whatever the actual procedure was. Rav Oshaya Matir, the second ton of this price, Rav Oshaya says you are allowed to do this medical intervention for your behema so that it doesn't have the stomach pain. Dorash Rava, Hilchasa Krav Oshaya, we paskin lahakel, you're allowed to alleviate the pain of your animal, which comes out to a wild paradigm. A human being, a Jew, is in pain, and we say, sorry, you can't take medications on Shabbos. And a lowly animal is in pain, and we say, oh, let's run and do the refuah for him, for this animal. How can we have this double standard, this hypocrisy, that we're willing to, you know, we're going to save the whales, but we won't save poor children starving in Africa? Where are your priorities? This is the question that the Ritva asks. The Ritva on that Gemara in Shabbos, Vim Tomer, Kevin de Berifu de Adam man inan mehachshash. If we're worried, we're going to hold back from medication for a human being because the potential concern you might come to grind chas v'shalom on Shabbos. Kol shekein, the behema, certainly a behema should be aser. How are you going to be more worried about animals than humans? So he says the svara that Eli, that was the first svara that you said, a very beautiful svara. Yesh lomer, to be Adam de chashiv, a human being who's chashiv, mamish like you said, to save a human being who's chashiv, you're going to go at great lengths to make them comfortable. Chashishu, the chachamim were worried, she yavu lidei shchika samimana, feel b'chol she'em bo sakana. Because we're worried, maybe we'll, you know, God forbid it could get worse. So therefore, somebody's in pain, let's do what we need to save him. you have that mindset. Like, oh no, a human's in pain, let's save them because of a human's chashivas. Aval b'behema, who's not so chashiv, we're not worried that you're going to come to do an isidaraisa to make them comfortable. Which comes out with a very funny, not an oxymoron, but a very funny, you know, result. A human being, because he's chashiv, ends up having an iser to take medications. And an animal, because it's not as chashiv, therefore, we're not worried he's going to come to grind, and therefore we'll allow him to have medications. So because of the human's chashivus, that ends up giving him a chumra. Because of the animal's ichashivus, lack of significance, he ends up having a heter to get medications on Shabbos. That's an interesting dialectic that comes out from this ritva. Let's take this svara one step further. I mentioned it in sort of quickly in passing, but what's the? I want to understand here, and we're going to just about finish up with, get towards the finish line with this svara. What really are Chachamim worried about when we are going to, that we shouldn't take medications on Shabbos? Unless we're in serious pain, of course. Do Chachamim really think that a Jew is going to violate an Issa D'Oraisa because of pain that they find themselves in, a mild pain? A Jew is a toothache, and a frum Jew who spends $57,000 a year on tuitions, a frum Jew who lost 3 jobs because he keeps Shabbos, a frum Jew who, you know, can't go on vacation to all the places that he wants to go because he's a frum Jew, and now he has a toothache and he's going to, he's a mild toothache, he's going to break Shabbos midarais and grind. Says the Rif and the Rush, which we'll see in a minute, that's not the Lamdas. The Lamdas is that we're worried that when somebody's in pain, they start clamoring, they start stammering, they start just losing their focus. They act with behala, they act with confusion, and they don't think straight. It's not that we're worried that somebody will intentionally, I have a toothache, and because I care more about my toothache, I'm going to violate God's commandment to not grind medications. No. The lumdus is that we're worried that somebody, when you're in pain, you just lose yourself. And in losing yourself momentarily, you might momentarily lose yourself and quickly start crushing some herbs to help yourself feel better. And that's what we're worried about. Well, is that behala going to happen if your animal is in pain? No. That's why it's mutter for an animal. That's the lumdus that the Rif says. The Rif says, you know why we're not gozer by an animal? Because Shlika Sanamanim, look at his very beautiful words. De'ein adam bahul kol kach. A person is not in a state of behala, of confusion, of tirda, of, what's a good word? Give me a good word for behala. Confusion. What?
Tumult.
Tumult is a great word. You're not in a tumult if your animal has a headache. I'm sure you've all had this experience. You have a little kid. You have a 2-year-old. Your 2-year-old has a terrible headache, stomach ache. You don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know what to do with yourself. You're beside yourself. I want to make them feel better. What can I do to make you feel better? I'll lie down with them. You'll get them tea. Nothing you do is helping them, is making them feel better. You don't know what to do. You're lost. You're at a loss. That's a behala. That's the tumult that a person's in when a fellow human being, yourself or your kid, is in pain. Even if it's not an excruciating pain. But if it's your animal, you're not going to be in that tumult. You're not going to be in that behala. And therefore, there's no reason, you're not going to lose yourself for a minute and grind a medication. That's a beautiful...
If you had a paraduma, would that apply the same halacha?
If you had a what?
Paraduma.
What do you mean? What's paraduma have to do with this?
You're a big behala by losing the potential loss of a paraduma.
Oh, you say, let's say the animal that's not feeling well is a paraduma. Oh, that's a good question. There's a big financial. Let's say it's a purebred. Let's say it's a racing horse. It's a $3 million racing horse, right? The Derby, the Kentucky Derby last year was won by a frum owner, right? A frum owner owned it. So it's a $3 million, $30 million racing horse, and it has a stomachache. Oh my gosh, I'm behala. Yeah, maybe there the svara of the Rif would say that you're not allowed to Give that animal medication because it worked. Yeah. Now, gentlemen, with this in mind, this new way of looking at the Isser of taking refuah on Shabbos, we could appreciate Rav Shlomo Kluger's leniency for medications that you prepared previously. What's the whole, the way I just explained just now, what's the reason why we prohibit you to take medication? Because we're worried that out of your tumult and bahala and sudden confusion to this immediate, you know,
fear.
It's a fear, it's like a sudden fear and confusion, you're going to lose yourself. If you've been taking this medication since Tuesday, and you've been dealing with this pain since Monday, and you got the prescription, and you have the pills, so Rav Shlomo Kluger's svara makes a lot of sense. He said what? He said, if you've been dealing with this for a few days, we're not worried you're going to, and you probably have the medications ready already. I'm adding a point. I'm saying, maybe you don't, even if you don't have the medications ready, the whole chashash d'rabbanan that made the iser usher in the first place is that you're going to lose yourself. If you've been dealing with it for 5 days, and you've been even treating it for a few days, a day or two before Shabbos at least, so you're not in the same bahala anymore. And therefore, it stands to reason, the lamdas, again, I'm not passing based on this svara, this is my own svara, but I'm just saying that the lamdas, based on this riff and this rush, is very, makes the leniency of Shlomo Kluger, that once you've been doing it for a few days already, I understand why we don't have to make the gzera, because once you've been doing it for a day or two or three or four, you're not in that same situation of bahala, which is that situation that will bring about, that will precipitate the gzeras, the shchika samamonim that Chazal were worried about. Now, I basically finished my shir and the topic, but I think with this svara, you could deal with a number of other issues that the poskim grapple with. And I'm not saying this is mutter, or any of these are mutter, but I'm just saying, based on the svara that I just put forth, there should be a heter in the following cases. Sleeping pills. There's a big machlokas, a raging machlokas, if you're allowed to take a sleeping pill on Shabbos. Why? Because what's going to happen if you don't? You'll fall asleep later. Now, if you're going to be a wreck tomorrow, and you're going to have a terrible headache, and you'll have a migraine, and you won't be able to function, okay, so it's a chol hashem basakon, you're allowed to take a medication. But people take a sleeping pill because they want to fall asleep on Friday night at 9:30 instead of at 11:30. If they go to sleep at 11:30, they'll function tomorrow. A little more groggy. They won't, you know, be able to stay up after the challenge as long. They won't be able to finish the whole parish. They'll fall asleep on their Chumash and Rashi more quickly the next day. But it doesn't always, if it's a medication, then you're not. So some say it's not a medication. But if we assume it's a medication, you're not allowed to take a medication, Shabbos. But based on our svara, what did we say? That the problem is that there's going to be this tumult, this behala. That's if you're in pain. That's if there's something wrong, there's an illness. The fact that you want to go to sleep and you're not falling asleep, that's not a pain or an illness that you're going to be grabbed by this behala. According to this lam, this should be mutter. Let's talk about a fertility medication. If somebody's been infertile and they're having fertility issues, they've been having fertility issues for 10 months, for 3 years. It's not like all of a sudden on Shabbos they are gripped by something and we're worried that they're going to lose themselves for a moment in the middle of Shabbos because they're struck by the pain and the uncomfortableness and they're going to be pushed to, without realizing and thinking it through and grind up their herbs to help their fertility. No. Fertility medications, by definition, it's a long-term situation, and there are often times that people have to take medications on Shabbos for fertility. So based on this svara, it should be mutter. Now it happens to be that there are other svaras to be mater fertility medications, and that might be because a woman who can't bear a child is not functioning properly, and therefore they're likened to a man who can't bear a child is not functioning like a normal man should, and therefore if such a person is likened to an individual who's a choleshe ein basakana, somebody who's not functioning normally and therefore allowed to take those medications for that other reason. But even if we don't go there, even if we say, no, it's not a choleshein bosakana, it doesn't warrant medication, but the nature of a fertility medication, there's no behala involved. Similarly, prophylactic medication. If you're not in pain, you just want to take, I got this shaila. A guy in shul was going to drink a little bit. Let's say he's going to a Shalom Zachar. He's going to drink at a Shalom Zachar, and he knows this. The guy's making Shalom Zachar. He has some really good, you know, single malts. And he knows where he's going. He knows, I'm going to go to that guy. I want to take, you know, he has the things, that the liquor that he's going to serve at his Shalom Zachar is more expensive than anything that I have. I'm going to go all out. Came to my house and said, Rabbi Orlean, can I take an Advil now, knowing that I'm probably going to get a headache in 3 hours? He was in no pain whatsoever right now. He wasn't sick, but he was about to drink, and he knows that after he drinks, he gets a headache. Fabulous Shiloh, no? Funny, no? Very funny. But according to our Lumdus, right now, he's not in any pain. We shouldn't be worried about the Bahala. And therefore, if you take my Svara, the Rif Svara, and you take it all the way to the bank, maybe when there's no Bahala, there's no pain right now, it should be Mutter. So I'm not saying any of these are Mutter because of the Svara, but I'm just saying the beautiful Svara of the Rif, I think, would lend itself to this discussion. So, Halacha L'maisa, it comes out that the question that we have at hand is such that if you have a medication that you have to take for 10 days, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, if it's not a medication you can take on Shabbos, sorry buddy, it's nothing to do. And we have the Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel, if it's necessary. Rav Yashu was makel. Rav Shlomo Kluger suggests a beautiful svara why it's mutter, which he wasn't so quick to be makel in independently. So if b'shas hatzarach, there's on whom to rely. And of course, anyway, we're only dealing with Nisad Rabbanan. So it's Nisad Rabbanan, Rav Moshe's machmir, but you have many other posts more makel. I think there's room, b'shas hatzarach, to be makel if necessary. If you're Talmud of Rav Moshe, I guess you wouldn't. But otherwise, I guess one would be able to be makel. Okay? So that's what I wanted to share with you this